Gabella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Tonight, tomorrow night, there's two shows tonight at 8 and 10:15, tomorrow night at 7:30 and 9:45, and you can always get tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. Ladies and gentlemen, the Madman from Minnesota. You ever been called that before? That's a ridiculous title that I've just
given. I kind of like it.
All right. Chad Daniels is here. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I might start boxing.
Really?
Just with that. Ladies and gentlemen in this corner.
Well, hang on a second. What's that? Let me set you up for that perfectly. Right. Say it again.
Ladies and gentlemen in this corner, the Madman. I feel like I'm giving a speech in a huge auditorium.
Lecture hall.
Speaking of auditoriums, you have kids at school. How old is your son now?
He's 19.
He's 19. So wow. Is he in college yet?
Yeah, so he took a year off
and
then went to school, which was kind of a tough year for us, our, you know, dad-son relationship, because he went to half a semester and was like, I don't like this. And I go, I get it. College sucks. I try to tell you that. And then he goes, I said, well, you need to get a job. And he goes, I think I'm going to be a gamer. And I was like, well, gamers don't live at this address. So you're going to need to find a different one to be a gamer. But if you want to live here, you have to get a job that doesn't end with aimer. And you live here. That's fine. So I told him, I go, if you live here, just so you get in the hang of it, you're going to have to pay me $200 rent at the beginning of every month. And he goes, $200? Nice. What about $150 and I buy my own milk? And I was just like, who drinks $50 worth of milk in a year? You have a bone factory in your room? What are you doing, right? And I was like, that's probably why he can't get a job. He's horrible at negotiating. I'll give you $17 an hour. How about $16 and I'll drive myself here? Okay.
And your daughter is what, entering high school now?
Yeah, she's 14.
She's 14. All
she's
right.
14.
Now, hang on. I got to ask you something because you're single. You and your wife are divorced.
Correct.
All right. But you live 8 blocks apart from each other?
That is also correct. Yeah.
All right. So picking the kids up is easy. Come on over.
Yeah, well, it's actually, there's a lake in between us.
Oh, okay.
And so.
They have to swim?
Well, no, but it's like if I go there or she walks to my house, it's a very calming lake. So it's like, okay, we got it. Walk around this lake, take a deep breath.
All right. So when she's starting high school, what is it like for a single man to have a 14-year-old girl in his house?
Well, I didn't realize, so I only grew up a boy.
Right.
And so I didn't realize that girls, when they're going through puberty, their voices also change.
Mm-hmm.
So I was talking to my daughter and she goes, if we're going to make strawberry rhubarb cake, then why are you looking at me like that? So we also have some changes here. All right.
Okay. Sounds like a little friend has shown up.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You know what drives me the most crazy is when I'll tell someone will ask that and then a grown man will go, I guess she's a woman now. And it's like, you need to back it up right now. She is a little girl. Her last birthday, we had a unicorn cake, buddy. But she had her first period at my house.
Okay.
And she came downstairs and she goes, Dad, couple things. Got my period. Number two, don't want to talk about it. And I said, all right, number one, great. Number two, greater. And she goes, well, we have to go to Mom's house because she bought me some stuff. And I said, I don't know if you've heard, but dads can buy things. And so I brought her upstairs and I opened up the closet next to the laundry room. And inside of there was one box of all of the, each of them. Every kind I bought. And I'm not some dumb guy that thought I was going to show up at the store and there was going to be a box that said my daughter's first period. You know, I'm not an idiot, but I didn't know what she wants, so I just grabbed all of them. And that cost $217.
Oh, my God!
Where I live.
That's a lot of cotton.
Yeah, no kidding. And so you show up at the register and they're like, what, you got a leak in your basement? All right, listen. So we're... I'm showing her all these things and I go, there aren't any other ones. So this is whatever you need is in here. And if you can't find it, I'm sorry about your square crotch because I don't know what else to do. I have listened to podcasts about this. I really did. I started listening to podcasts.
That's a responsible dad. That's great.
But one of them said, this made me laugh. It said, you need to, when you're showing your daughter how to use the applicator, you push the tampon into your hand. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, that just seems like a magic trick.
Because if you picture it, pushing something into your hand, that's what magicians do. And I just didn't want to be like, ah, ta-da! Where's the tampon? You better find it, because toxic shock is real.
So I ended up bringing back the rest of the $211 worth of tampons, and they're not prepared for that. Because I wheel this card in, this guy looks at me, and he goes, all right, you checking out? And I go, mm-mm, I'm checking in. And he just, his whole face drops, and he goes, oh, my God, what happened? And I panicked. I just went, ah, she said pancake mix. And everybody at the store, like, turned to me, and I was like, I don't know. I messed up.
So is it snowing in Minnesota yet?
No, not yet. Thank goodness.
All right. Okay, that's good.
That's soon, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. But now whereabouts in Minnesota do you live?
I live 3 hours north of Minneapolis, so it's middle of nowhere.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow. My ex-wife and I grew up there,
uh-huh.
And so that's why I wanted to do that.
And what's the big problem in that part of the state? Bears? Right?
Math?
Meth?
Yeah.
Meth?
Okay. Like anywhere?
No, I wasn't sure if you said meth or math.
Oh. Depends who you're talking
right,
to.
Right. No Sasquatch problems up there?
No, not like that.
All right. So, but it's got to get cold as hell.
It gets unbearably cold.
So you can walk across the lake in the winter.
Yeah, eventually. Yeah. They actually have they plow a skating track. So uh-huh. There's a little outdoor hockey rink. And then they plow a skating track so you can, you know, race or go as fast as you want or pretend you're in the Olympics, whatever. So I could probably skate to her house, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That is really, really cool.
Yeah, you'd think.
Right? Yeah.
Not growing up there and then deciding to move back. Oh, God, what have I done?
How long did you move out?
10 years.
Oh, wow.
And I just lived in Minneapolis. I never lived in LA or New York or anything like that. So it was always cold.
Yeah.
Right. Same place, different ice sculptures.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, Chad Daniels is appearing tonight and tomorrow night. Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow at Punchline Philly. And you get tickets at punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. Thank you so much for coming back in again.
Well, thanks for having me back.
It's good to see you. Next time, though, no Cleveland. No.
I live on Cleveland Avenue.
Oh, okay. Then you're fine. You're a liar, but you're fine.